Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
He won the first Royal Rumble. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. He's one of the great wrestlers of all time. And he is coming to Pittsburgh tomorrow night, 4th of July block party, over at the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. It's one of their signature games every year. 7 o'clock kickoff for the Riverhounds and Monterey Bay FC. Yeah. And they have brought out the heavy hitters for this one. Hacksaw Jim Duggan will be there, and he joins us right now on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Hacksaw! Ho! Let's go, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
That's really good, fellas. That's, yeah, you know, old Hacksaw, that's the way I got to start off a day, is a ho!
USA!
Kind of warms me up.
USA!
Gets the blood flowing.
USA!
Gets the air in the lungs.
Yeah.
I tell everybody should start the day off with a good ho.
Hacksaw, are you going to have...
I always ask Flair. I see Flair all the time. I say, Rick, how you doing? He's like, woo, woo. And I'm like, Rick, are your trunks too tight or what? It's more like a ho.
Will you
he
be
knows
bringing...
a thing or two about hoes, doesn't yeah. he, Jim?
hey, brother. Family show.
Hacksaw, first question. Will the 2x4 and the American flag be appearing with you tomorrow? Are you allowed to bring the 2x4?
I'm not sure they'll let me bring the board out nowadays, you know, but it'll be my honor to carry our flag. You know, and over the 40 years I've been wrestling, I carried our flag in every state in the union, every province in Canada, in 30 different countries. It's unbelievable the popularity of pro wrestling.
You are a guy who is a WWE Hall of Famer, as we said, first Royal Rumble champ. You won't know this about us because you've never talked to us before, but during the off season for football and when we're in the summer here, we have two TVs in the back, Hacksaw. One is usually on a random sport, and the other, I kid you not, is on various pay-per-view wrestling events throughout the years because we have the little subscription here. What is the biggest wrestling memory that stands out from your entire career, the one thing that you're always going to think
wow.
about?
How about that
one? Well, you know, obviously the biggest feather in my cap was winning that first Royal Rumble. You know, folks said, well, you never were world's champion. You know, you were never tag team champion. You were never intercontinental champion. I said, I was lucky to win a match. Are you kidding? But that was my character. I don't care if I win the match, as long as I win the fight. But what I remember most, though, is as a kid, I lived in Glens Falls, New York, about 200 miles north of New York City. My dad would bring me and my sisters to Madison Square Garden to see the circus. So you only can imagine who my dad was, my best man at my wedding, to have my pop with me driving to New York, pull up in front of Madison Square Garden, see Hacksaw Jim Duggan versus Andre the Giant.
Oh, man.
I mean, a double whammy to be main event at the Garden and to be main event in there with Andre. It was an honor. And, you know, no matter what profession you're in, you know, arts, dance, whatever, you sell out the Garden, you sell out the Garden. And we had 22,000 jammed in the Garden. Andre beat the hell out of me.
Hacksaw, you're going to be in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a Bruno Sammartino town. Do you have any history with
him? Oh, I've met Bruno many times. Yes, quite a man. Bruno was quite a man. An honor to meet Bruno.
What was he like? I mean, he grew up, actually lived near where I grew up around the suburbs of Pittsburgh, Hacksaw, but what was he like? Because he's from a different era before kind of the wrestling.
Golden Age.
Yeah, before the Golden Age. He kind of predated that even, correct?
Yeah, he sure did. But folks, especially up in the Pittsburgh, the Pennsylvania area, Bruno, everybody still knows Bruno. But he was a gentleman, and what a life story, you know. Him and his mom hid from the Nazis in Italy as they chased him. I mean, and just a knowledge of wrestling and just the mainstay. You know, everybody said, well, that says the business is bigger than any one guy. Because you're like, there'll never be another Bruno Sammartino, and then, well, there'll never be another Hulk Hogan, and there'll never be another Stone Cold, there'll never be another Rock. I mean, the business is bigger than any one star, but Bruno kind of transcends the time.
Hacksaw, you were a guy, you were an awesome high school athlete. You were a letterman in a bunch of different sports.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You were getting recruited to play, I think, right by Ohio State. You ended up going to SMU.
He played football at SMU.
Paterno recruited me.
Get out of here. Recruited. What's that story like? What did Joe Pa say to you, Hacksaw?
Oh, yeah. I was pretty highly recruited. You know, I'm from upstate New York. And, you know, I had 10 varsity letters for in football. My shot put record still stands today in Glens Falls 50 plus years later. I'm like, get those kids some Cheerios up there or something, you know? And I won the New York State Heavyweight Wrestling Championship, undefeated. So I was recruited by Woody, by Paterno, by everybody. But the SMU offensive line coach, Bob Cutworth, came up to Glens Falls, big cowboy hat, cowboy boots, a big cowboy buckle. So, you know, this is in the 70s, stuck out like a sore thumb. But my mom fell in love with him, and she said, you know, if you go to Ohio State or Penn State, you'll be a number. You go down to SMU. And it was a great decision. I went down. I was able to start as a freshman. I was captain my senior year. But the biggest thing about it is that's where I met Fritz von Erich and opened up the doors to wrestling.
So the reason I asked
the
that,
Von Erichs. Yeah, did you see Erichs, that right? movie that just came out about the Von Erichs, Hacksaw?
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah,
what did
I sure
you make
did.
Of that?
Well, I mean, it's the business. You know, a lot of folks try to compare us to sports teams. Our business is more like a rock and roll band. You know, you're in a different city, a different country, a lot of booze, a lot of drugs, a lot of women. Gosh, I miss the old days. That's the old joke. But a lot of people got caught up in that lifestyle and the Von Erichs. You know, as they call it, the curse of the Von Erichs.
So it was an accurate movie then? You thought it was a fair depiction?
Well, I didn't have much to do with Fritz. You know, I was way down the totem pole there. Mm-hmm. I was a jabroni. You know, I'd be setting up chairs in the ring and everything. I started off as Big Jim Duggan with short hair and clean shaven. And actually, you can find me on YouTube. I wrestled Hogan as Big Jim. Mm.
So were you playing a heel against Hogan, or is that when Hogan was still healing it up?
I think he was healing. I was just a jabroni Joe. I was doing a job for him. And and then they sent me to Hawaii, and I wore a mask in Hawaii where I worked for High Chief Peter Maivia.
Oh, man.
Then I came back to Georgia Championship Wrestling. Then I went to Pensacola. Then I went to San Antonio, and that's where I developed the Hacksaw character. So out of 40 years in the business, probably 36 of them I've been Hacksaw. Those first four were pretty lean, brother.
Hacksaw, I got to ask, you being a legend in the pro wrestling world, who would be on your Mount Rushmore?
Oh, Hogan, Flair, you got to stick them in there, man. I mean, there's no question. They kind of transcend wrestling. And then the Rock, of course, maybe. I'm not sure who would be there's such a tie for that fourth spot, you know. people say Stone Cold. I said that. I think he was stunning Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah, he's a Hollywood blonde.
I beat him so bad he had to shave his head.
That's right.
I beat him so bad he had to shave his head and change his name. I should get a kickback on this Stone Cold thing.
Now, was Hogan kind of a D-bag? I hear mixed things on him.
No, I get along with the big guy, yeah. But, you know, I do. I've been down to his place in Clearwater and sang at his karaoke bar.
What did you sing? What was the place called, Donnie?
Hogan's Hangout.
Hogan's Hangout.
He wasn't there. Yeah. It was a fun time.
Yeah, he came down. He bought drinks for a couple of rounds for the patrons, ice cream for the kids. I mean, he gets more bad press than anybody, but it's his kid, Nick. You know, and Hogan knows, like this last time Nick got popped for DUI. Hogan went down there, and he knew every camera in the state was going to be on him, but he still went down there to stand by his kid. So, you know, people are like, I give him credit for
And then he just saved that
kid.
Person's life, too. That car flipped over, and he said, grab my hand, brother, and he pulled that person out of the car a couple of months ago.
Yeah, well, Hogan's Hogan, and, you know, that's the one thing, you know, people don't realize about our business is how competitive it is. You know, people say, pro wrestling, that's all fake. That has nothing to do with it being competitive. I tell kids, you know, there's 1,000 NFL football players. There's probably, 300 NBA basketball players. There's 40 WWE wrestlers. It's television. It's more competitive than sports. And it's just not kids from America. You got kids from Japan, Australia, Europe. Everybody wants one of those 40 spots. It's an extremely competitive business. And people go, you guys are all good friends, aren't you? Like, we're all real good tight. Yeah.
Hacksaw, almost 2 years ago now, this was a story that went pretty viral.
You had that home invasion.
We watched your interview with Tucker Carlson. You're talking about having the guy spread eagle and everything like that. I mean, that had to be nuts.
It was actually pretty terrifying, man. We live in the country. We were 100 yards off the road. We got a fence and gate and cameras and everything. So just to have somebody come to the house was something. But I could hear somebody running down the porch, and as the guy burst into the doors, he tripped into the house. So as I came around the corner, he was right on his knees. So I was like,
Took him down.
And I went right back on him, banging him on the porch. My wife stood on him for a second, and I reached in, and like I said, we got chickens and ducks and everything, and so I got a big 44 Model 29, the old Dirty Harry gun, that just so loud it scares off the fox.
Yeah.
And I grabbed that 44, and I came, and I watched the back door for a two count, like 1,001. I know somebody's coming in my back door. I was sure they were robbing me. And I came back to the guy in the on the porch. I had him spread eagle, and I said, "Don't you move, or I will shoot you." And I said, "I wish I came up with something like make my day or something, right?"
You should have gotten down in that football stance and tackled his ass.
It
was over 70. Are you kidding? I joke. I say, Flair and Hogan call me kid.
Hacksaw.
And Jake says he's younger, but I want to see a birth certificate.
I wanted to ask you this. We got sidetracked with a bunch of cool stuff here just from you know, getting recruited by Ohio State and Penn State. But you play football in college, and you've been a huge hit with the crowds in the WWE. What can you describe, like, obviously you play in front of big crowds in football, but then it's different in pro wrestling. Can you describe the buzz that happens when you're, especially when you're a good guy, and you're coming through that curtain, and that crowd just erupts at the mention of your name and the music hitting?
At first, it was kind of hard making that transition because, you know, in football, you got 10 other guys around you, helmet, shoulder pads, the fans are 50 yards away from you. You know, all of a sudden you're wrestling, you're in a pair of short shorts and patent leather boots, and the fans are right there. a stripper.
I know, wow. But it's kind of – guys who have done it talk about how you just can't replicate that
buzz.
It's
an intoxicating
buzz. It's just incredible when the crowd
excites.
Well,
you know, WrestleMania 3, think of that, 93,000 people. I ran down with the flag of the United States of America standing in the middle of the ring chanting, USA! USA! I get chills right now. I got goosebumps going. I mean, the whole place was standing up. It was just, it was amazing. The thrill. Yeah, you can't replicate that a moment in time. But, you know, and especially back in the golden age of Hogan, Macho Warrior, I could do the USA thing pretty much all over the world. people in Australia would chant USA. People over in the UK would chant USA. Maybe not in Canada.
Now what happened?
Oh, they had those Hart brothers up there. They had the Hart Foundation. You couldn't get that chant going. Now, Jim the Anvil Neidhart would run out at you.
Now,
what happened with – so Andre the Giant, for a second, you mentioned his name. We had a hot dog eating contest here 2 days ago, Hacksaw. And the winning 10-minute contest, six hot dogs won the contest. Back in his prime, you said Andre the Giant down like at the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. How many hot dogs do you think he could eat in 10 minutes?
Well, you know, got to remember, Andre was a giant. I mean, nowadays there's a lot of 7-foot guys, you know, Shaquille, the Big Show. There's a lot. Back then, 7'2", 500 pounds, and he had those giant features.
Oh, yeah.
So I tell folks, if you've seen the movie Princess Bride, that's it, the Brute Squad. And Andre eating hot dogs, I don't know if there's a famous steakhouse down in Amarillo, Texas. He eats 72-ounce steak. If you eat it all with all its trimmings, it's free, you know, and very few people did it. Andre ate two of them.
Oh, my God. I love that picture of the beer can in his hand that's online. You ever see that one? It looks like a toy.
Oh, yeah. It was a tough life, though, because like I said, back then, I mean, he was kind of a lonely guy. He couldn't fit in the cars. It's hard to find clothes. Imagine trying to fly to Japan.
Imagine sitting on a toilet.
You couldn't get in the bathroom. You can't get in the bathroom if you're flying. He's way too big to get in the airplane toilet. I mean, it was a tough life. But I got along with Andre, thank goodness. He elevated me from mid-card to main event guy because I knocked Andre out with my 2x4, which was a huge moment in my career.
Well, a huge moment for everybody will be tomorrow night when we're at the Riverhounds game. You can go to riverhounds.com to get tickets. There's a block party. The parking's already all sold out. The place will be packed. And they'll get that USA chant going for Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And you got to get out on the pitch there. That's what they call the soccer field. And right before it starts, Hacksaw, you got to let out a big, ho!
Well, I'll be hoeing, of course, brother. But, you know, the pitch is for the football, too, now. I spend a lot of time in the U.K. They get hot as us for calling it soccer.
Yeah, they do.
They say it should be air ball. That NFL should be air ball.
Hey, Hacksaw, how about Pitt now plays SMU because SMU's in the ACC? They're going to go to Dallas this year. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, Mustangs are doing, you know, they got the death penalty. Well,
yes,
that's an old joke. Gene Okerlund used to say, we're going to talk to Hacksaw Duggan, who took a cut and pay to leave SMU and go to the Atlanta Falcons.
I like that line. All right, Hacksaw, thank you so much. It was an honor to
talk to you.
And would be thrilled to meet you.
Just let the Riverhounds know if they need somebody to stand in as goalie, I'll be there for them.
Can I get one more USA chant on the way out?
Well, we got to do a hole, brother. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. And if you guys are going to hole like you mean it. So, 1, 2, 3, ho!
See you, Hacksaw.
That's some good hoeing.
Thank you. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, everybody.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.